I speak to you in God's holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today, on this meditative first Sunday, the sermon will be a homily, because we already are the sermon in our act of meditation and contrition together. Advent means waiting, and we are waiting. Christians have always been waiting for Jesus to come again. And every year we start that year by waiting for the birth and the promise of Jesus coming again. But that coming again has often been misused by the church to give what I would say is fake news. So there's news that is reality and there's news that is fake. And the church has it as well. Up until about the time of the Enlightenment, which was about the year 650 to 750 in that period of time, everybody understood that the Bible and what it carried was a metaphor of the truth. It stands for something else. The Bible itself was not literally true. But people understood that there was meaning in here, something greater. Virgin birth meant Jesus is pure, that we can follow Jesus' pure teaching. That's what it meant. They didn't care whether or not that Mary was a virgin or not. But after the Enlightenment, when science came into being, then they started, the church did, because it was afraid that the reality of science would somehow undercut what it was as a church and take away its power, started to say the Bible is literally true. Before that time, no one believed that. No one spoke about it. They understood it was metaphor. It stood for God's love and various ways of understanding God's love. But making the Bible into something that never was meant to be, saying it was literally true, undercut the power of Scripture. It undercut the power of understanding God's love. For everybody started to get into, we have science, but our science is fake science. And the real science was often ignored, and the fake science was perpetrated. The danger of that is so grave today, because the real science, as we know from last Sunday, when Dr. Tim Cooper was here with us, is saying that unless we really work and change our ways, we are going to cause the destruction of the planet Earth. That is not God's plan. All the fake theologies about God is going to come down and raise you up off the planet for 1,000 years, known as the tribulation. All of that is not true. It's not true. Now, some of you may be shocked. Others in our community will be angry. But I am called by God to tell you the truth. The truth is that God loves us. God resides in us. We have miraculously found ways to live in our society without burning fossil fuels. That's a miracle. Now we have to have the resolve to do it. We have limited time to make the change. We are waiting the truth. Advent is a time of waiting the truth. And I hope that as this candle brings light to darkness, so will all of us here be candle bearers of light of the truth. The real, verifiable truth. Not made up truths, but truths that stand the test of time. The time is now to start telling the truth to your friends and saying, get away from craziness. I feel like Jeremiah the prophet, who used to sleep beside a brick, to trying to say talking to these people is like talking to a brick. That's what his symbol was. I don't think you're bricks, but I do think that we are called to be lights in the world. We are called to be candle bearers of the truth. And the truth is, we must start acting now. Stop denying and get active. We have 10 years to make sure that the world is habitable so that our grandchildren will have life. My granddaughter, my eldest granddaughter, is 13 years old. The tipping point that the planet will die is in 2060. That's 40 years from now. She will be 53. How old are your grandchildren? And what age will they be when the tipping point happens? Josephine, who helped me light the candle this morning, is a young person. The tipping point will happen in her lifetime. It will happen in the lifetimes of those of us who are a bit younger. We have to act now. And we have to impress upon our various political people who make decisions, you must work now. So on this day of hope, my hope is that we will be candles in the darkness. That we will speak the truth, the verifiable truth that God has brought to us through Dr. Tim last week and others of us, and that we will not stand on the side and wait for some mythic miracle. We must act. We must act because God is alive in us, in each and every one of us. God is alive, giving us courage to speak the truth to power, to speak the truth to doubters. And we must form coalitions with people who we naturally feel comfortable with and those who we don't feel comfortable with. To make a coalition with people who maybe embrace Jesus as we do or don't embrace Jesus. But we're all here as people of God on the planet Earth. This is our greatest mission at this time in the history of the world. And I pray that here in Agassiz, like Bethlehem was small, Agassiz is small, but Agassiz can make a difference. And I pray that today we are called to make that difference as we wait for the coming of Jesus at Christmas when we celebrate his birth and as we wait to Jesus coming again. May God bless us all. Amen. I invite us now to begin the prayers of the people. Our statement of faith is that we are here loving God.